Good afternoon and welcome to The Lunchroom, sponsored by Navita Designs, powered by Reno Construction and Industrial Products Limited. And we are live on Radio Caribbean International for Friday, November 22nd. It's day number 326 of the year 2019. And this is our 183rd airing. I'm your host, Calix George Jr. And of course, in addition to radio, you can check us on live on our website, rcisanlucia.com, as well as our Facebook live feed, which is up and running. Just search for the official page of Radio Caribbean International. And of course, please like and share that as well with your friends. And today in the lunchroom, of course, we'll be speaking about yesterday's incident fire in Castries. And, of course, we'll be speaking about the implications of that. And, of course, we have no guests in studio, so we will be enjoying lots of your calls. And feel free to call in about whatever you so choose, whatever you have on your plate today. And a few birthday wishes for November 22nd go out to Miss Petal Paul, Erlene Faisal, and Lenora Octave. We wish you all the very best on your birthday, a happy and wonderful birthday filled with health and happiness in the year to come. And of course, if you'd like to send any birthday greetings or any anniversary greetings, you can do so via the lunchroom. Just email us lunchroom@rcisaintlucia.com. And in history today, in 1497, on November the 22nd, the Portuguese navigator Vasco da Gama rounds the Cape of Good Hope on way to his first voyage to India. And in 1963, on this day, U.S. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald while riding in an open-top motorcade in Dallas, Texas. And in 2005, Angela Merkel becomes the first female chancellor of Germany. And now we move on to our dish of the day. The Daily Dish is brought to you with the kind compliments of Tiles Plus.
We have tiles for inside and outside. Bathroom, kitchen with the best price. We range from colors to size. So anytime you want tile, come down and get tile. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a Christmas. All kind of tiles, cuz we are the boss. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a crisscross. All kind of tiles, cuz we are the boss. We are located Lance Road in Castries, Bosse Jougros Delay, and Clark Street in VA4. Telephone number 453-7939. That's telephone number 453-7939. Tiles Plus.
Serving now, The Daily Dish.
And welcome back to Friday's Lunchroom. And of course, it is St. Cecilia's Day here in St. Lucia, November the 22nd. And well, as the smoldering remnants of the Judah building are still coming out, of course, the sound of Castries seems to be soothed by music from St. Cecilia's Day. So, of course, that is celebrated every 22nd of November, the patron saint of music. And there's a free musical concert, so to speak, around the city's streets as bands go around serenading the public. And I think certainly we are all very welcome for that. So happy feast day to all musicians around the island, wherever you may be. And of course, next week, Monday, I'll be speaking with one of the lead organizers of the St. Cecilia's Day events, and that is Mr. Andrew Buffalo Odlam. He'll be in the lunchroom to discuss music and the development of music in St. Lucia. Now, Castries is still recovering from a major fire at the Judah building, and that building complex, which is at the eastern end of a block which is bounded by the William Peter Boulevard to the north, Labrie Street to the east, and Westall Street to the south. And that complex of buildings is about four buildings, I believe, which are joined together with a total building footprint somewhere in the region of about 16,000 square feet. It is certainly a major setback for the property owner, but in addition to them as well, the businesses which operated out of that complex. Voyager, one of the longest serving stores in the city, very well known for providing souvenirs and flags and watches as well, I do believe. For many St. Lucians, that would be certainly a major setback for them and those individuals who are employed at that at that store. So our thanks certainly must go out to the officers of the St. Lucia Fire Service who were on duty, and the many others who were not on duty, and even those who were retired who joined in the fight to control yesterday's fire. And it certainly is a good reminder of how vulnerable we are and how important our emergency services are to our existence. Now, Castries is certainly still being affected as a result of this fire, and a number of businesses and government offices as well have had to close in the wake of that fire. Of particular concern, of course, is the air quality due to the amount of smoke that was generated. And certainly we're not too sure what was being, what was coming out in that smoke, what elements were there. So certainly businesses and offices must err on the side of caution to ensure that there is no further risk of health for the occupants of other buildings in the vicinity. One of the buildings which was burnt down was the Gaiety Cinema, historic structure. One of Castries' two historic cinemas. It's very distinctive Art Deco design. And the signage was still very much visible on the boulevard, even though it had closed down since the 80s, I do believe. And I'm certain that many St. Lucians out there would have very many memories, perhaps fond memories as well, of their days at the cinema, at going to Gaiety, enjoying their matinees and what have you. And we have not seen a fire of this magnitude in Castries, in the downtown city of Castries, for quite some time, and certainly not in terms of the size of a building like that being affected. And we heard people harkening back to the time of the MNC fire of 1974, and that MNC fire is in the building which is now known as Blue Coral. But of course, Castries, over its period of its existence, has been devastated by fires in fact, over the years. As far back as 1796, the town was set ablaze by the invading forces of General Ralph Abercrombie, and he was seeking to dislodge the black freedom fighters and French revolutionary forces who held the fortress at Montfortune. And the result of the firebombing of Castries by the British led to hundreds of people of the town fleeing out of the town and seeking refuge on the Mon. And the result of that, it caused pressure for the fighters up on the Mon, now saddled with the responsibility of women and children. And in fact, they capitulated within 4 days, suing for peace from Sir John Moore, who was leading that assault from the by the British on the fort, coming up from the Deer Four side. And it was again burnt in the 1800s. There was another major fire in 1927 that led to major destruction of the town. Again, government buildings, which were at the time located between Bridge and Monjiro Street, those burnt down as well. And then nearly three-quarters of the town was burnt down during the June 1948 fire of Castries, or the Great Fire of Castries, the major fire of Castries, which really changed the entire landscape of the city. And the population had to seek refuge at that time in the remaining houses in the surrounding parts of Castries, as well as the Mon and VG and those disused military barracks in those areas. The burnt out north and western section of the town was then redesigned, and it was redesigned by a Trinidadian architect by the name of Mr. John Lewis, and as well as the colonial architect at the time, Mr. Rose, who was a Jamaican, and they redeveloped the town of Castries. At that time, it was when the widening of streets, like Jeremy Street was widened, the Bridge Street was widened at that time. The creation of the William Peter Boulevard came about at that time as well. And of course, we then saw the establishment of that very same cinema, which has now been affected, that Gaiety Cinema building, which was then placed on the boulevard. And of course, as well, what was done at the time was the actual establishment of a fire station in Castries, because what was there prior to that perhaps would not be considered much of a fire department. So there was a much greater emphasis on replanning the town of Castries as a result of that, and to make it more resistant to fire. In fact, one of the approaches that they used was to create a sort of a buffer zone for fires, and that was the government space that was created between Labrie Street and Pena Street. And that block includes the Printree, the Parliament building, or at the time it was known as the government building, as well as the courthouse. And that formed a sort of a buffer between the eastern side and the western side of the town. The eastern side being, at the time, being seen more as the residential side, and the western side, the Bordelamer, was more of the commercial district. And so that green space with those government buildings was meant to serve as a firebreak, sort of isolating the eastern side from the western side, so as to prevent what exactly happened back in 1948, where the wind, although the fire started in the east, the wind blew the fire westward and took out pretty much most of the city. So Castries was blessed at that point with a fairly good design with respect to the city, and of course the infrastructure, putting in a fire station for the first time at Jeremy Street. Of course, as it is right now, Castries does not have a dedicated fire station building since 2008, when an earthquake caused structural damage to the fire headquarters and Central Police Station building. Since then, that building has been brought down, and the fire service has been operating out of the Emmanuel Street property. Of course, not the best of conditions, and certainly I think there is still a need to reconsider establishing a full fire headquarters for the St. Lucia Fire Service. Now, I think there was a plan at one point in time to construct that very facility somewhere around the VG roundabout, but that has not materialized, I believe, because of cost. So we are certainly thankful, nonetheless, that there was no loss of life yesterday. And we know that it is a fact of life that fires will happen. But the whole idea of fire prevention is so very critical in terms of national development. So much so that if you even look at what is known as the National Electric Code in the United States, it's actually a publication of the National Fire Prevention Association, the NFPA, a lot of planning, building design really comes out of fire prevention and fire safety design. So it is very important that we take such matters very seriously. The importance of building inspections, the importance of electrical inspections comes to mind in particular. But of course, ensuring that buildings are secure and that they are generally safe and free of vermin, which can also be a major cause of fires. So very, very important that these steps are taken, because otherwise you can lead to serious injury as a result of fires. Of course, the other issue is from a planning perspective. And again, the need to ensure that there is sufficient spacing of structures and that it is not just one continuous block, so to speak. And there was very good care in the plan that was developed by Mr. Lewis and Mrs. Lewis and Rose back in 1948 to ensure that you had these fire breaks, so to speak, that the streets caused breaks in the fire. And I'm raising that within the context of a structure that has been placed across a street in that same boulevard area between what is now a new multi-story building and, I believe, an existing supermarket. And that structure has now effectively caused a bridge if you actually are to have a fire. And the whole idea is that in tackling a fire, you need to be able to get to the various sides of the building, and in terms of access, is very, very, very critical. So we need to be very mindful of that when we give certain approvals to some types of structures which really are not in keeping with code or in keeping with the plan for the city. And that's our dish of the day.
This has been The Daily Dish.
We have tiles for inside and outside. Bathroom, kitchen with the best price. We range from colors to size. So anytime you want tile, come down and get tile. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a Christmas. All kind of tiles, cause we are the boss. Everybody welcome to Tiles Plus. Come get your tiles with the low cost. Tiles with the style like a crisscross. All kind of tiles, cause we are the boss. We are located Lance Road in Castries, Bossejoux Gros Delay, and Clark Street in VA4. Telephone number 453-7939. That's telephone number 453-7939. Tiles Plus.
And welcome back to the lunchroom. I think we have a call coming in, so let's take that call right away. As soon as we can. Good afternoon, and welcome to the lunchroom. What's on your plate today?
Hey, college, good afternoon. How are you doing, man?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, that's your little partner. I'm there, but I'll give you a letter very soon.
Okay, very well then.
I was an old projectionist at the British Cinema.
I think you mentioned that.
In the 70s, in the 80s, I worked there as an operator.
Okay.
Okay, on myself and Shafi, which is Sylvester Colson. I used to call him Shafi, and the name remained for him.
You used to be
he
Tobago?
He was an organizer, you know, and he was a board writer. Tony Martin, who worked there too.
How did you get the name Tobago?
Most of the guys dead right now. You understand? I think there's only one or two that left, myself and another one called Anthony Dressler. You know?
Dressler, okay. And how did you get the name Tobago?
Yeah. Because the film, they were talking about video, there's a lot of video competition and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Clark had listed for SNS, but after a time they sold, you know, and Bobby on Gaby stays there all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, Judah dead, you know, this December coming, if Judah were there, it would have been something about 97 years. You understand? He's a December born.
Right.
Judah. Mm-hmm. And when you see that map, Voyagers facing the courthouse, there used to be a door there. A jury used to stand up there, and those days it was only just one courthouse. It's now you have endless courthouse in Castries. You know, there was only one courthouse, the one facing the church. You understand?
Right.
And there were exit there. We used to stand up there and see everybody going to court, coming out, and blah, 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 blah. In those days, the cinema was running. When I tell you, running, it was gitty clap. And we had one or two cinemas. One was in Amsterdam, which was running by Judah's brother. And there were one in Beaufort, owned by Monilero. You understand? And Sufria, I can't remember for Sufria, but Labri had something too. All those fellas passed away. And the cinemas stay closed all the time until Voyagers came in, they rent from them, and blah, blah, blah. And all the time the cinema was there. The projectors, everything was inside that, the very same way.
Right.
Well, boy, you know, destruction come, and it's not yesterday afternoon. I live in the Latok area, and then when I see all that flame and all that smoke, I thought it was one of the cruise ships. And when I called my son, he told me, boy, Gate is on fire. You understand? I didn't bother myself to go.
You didn't go down? But, okay.
No, I didn't go down. It's not until last night I came down, and I was monitoring the smoke the whole night because I work in Central Castries every night. You know? And I don't know. Authority is trying their best. But you mean to tell me Central Castries is right there? The fire engine, they didn't have no water? No water at all. You had to call all the way in the out district. You fought to play. All hands was on deck.
Right.
You understand? I mean, what I'm telling you, I am not keeping it back. You know, that is really shit. Supposing the whole of Castries was structured by wood, we would have just like 1948. Nothing would left. Okay? To see that, I don't know if you've been there, but if you haven't been there after work, pass to see the destruction. Everything burned. To that I believe. You understand? I sympathize with the boys. I mean, Gilana Judah, Gavir Judah, Maurice Judah. because it's only three of them, one girl and two boys. You
understand? That's a very tough time.
You could see the destruction, and you know my heart that burns me. A lot of people will be out of a job for months, and it'll take years.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, certainly.
And people talk about, oh, insurance, but insurance don't give you money just like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like a dead, when you have to bury a dead, you have to go up there, you have to go come down there, send paper there, do this there, do that. You know, you have to have the right things in place for them to bury that dead for you. Well, it is the same as the insurance of that place.
Right.
You understand? It's the same, but it's hurtful to see, I'm talking about the workers, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have about three or four workers inside it as my friend. And I am a lucky free player. I'm always inside of there, blind my little engines or my lucky free. But there is other contribution I have to make, you know. But leave that for another show. I'll send you a letter.
Okay, no problem. Very well, then.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, caller.
All right.
And a very interesting caller, of course. As he indicated, he used to work down in the Gaiety Cinema. I believe it was that the last one that actually closed down? I'm not too sure. I think from what he's saying, it was the last cinema to close down, which meant I think I vaguely remember going there as a child, maybe about 5 years old or thereabouts. I think the movie playing was E.T. at the time. So certainly I'm sure a lot of other persons who are much older have very fond memories of Gaiety at that time. So we think we're running a little bit over for the weather news, so we're going to take a break at this point in time for the weather, and when we come back, we'll take your calls.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's that time again. Navita Designs, now housed at Reno Construction and Industrial Products Limited, Vite Boutte, is all stocked and ready to offer you the most unique and elegant Christmas decor for any space. Whether it's white Christmas, red and white peppermint, multicolored candy, or the more contemporary, elegant combinations, we've got it. Don't forget that small accent pieces goes a long way to give that wow effect. And what says Christmas more than the act of giving? So remember to pick up all your gift wrapping essentials and Christmas stockings to bring good cheer. At Navita Designs, we do the creative thinking for you. Visit us at our new showroom in Vite Boutte on the John Compton Highway or call us at 450-7246. Navita Designs Christmas Collection, sponsored by Reno Construction and Industrial Products Limited. Let the magic begin.
Fritas, Fritas, come and get your Fritas, yeah. We're giving them away at Island Style, Thailand Bat.
So are you mad? What do you mean, Fritas?
Well, madam, for every 100 tiles you buy at our regular price at Island Style, we'll give you up to an amazing 25 tiles free.
Really?
And to be honest, yeah, we've probably gone a little mad.
Wow, that's a deal. And good timing too. So I can pretty up my house in time for Christmas. And look how nice those tiles are.
Free tiles, ceramic tiles, porcelain tiles, all tiles, no exception. Visit us at Bella Rosa, Rodney Bay, John Crompton Highway, Castries, and Latoni, View 4. Or call 452-450-453. Tile.
Attention, attention, attention. Introducing Palmer Automotive Batteries, a leading brand in Asia, now in St. Lucia. Palmer Automotive Batteries are now available at Battery World Plus, Rodney Bay and Massad, Shimari's Garage, Blair's Auto, and other leading store outlets. Palmer batteries are of the highest quality and standard with full warranty. Palmer is powered by cutting-edge technology and the leader of the new era. Palmer brand, the best priced batteries on the market. Call us today, 453-7037, 451-2264. 4450-0390.
Caribbean Metals Limited presents Spin to Win Promotion. Spend $500 or more and get a chance to spin to win instant prizes. Spend $2,500 or more and get a chance to spin and enter into the grand prize draw. We have not forgotten our account holders. Pay on your account and get the same chance to win. Promotion runs the first week every month until December. The grand prize, $5,000 cash on December 6, 2019. Like, share, and subscribe to our pages on the various social platforms for more details.
Terms and conditions apply. This promotion is approved by the National Lotteries Authority.
Caribbean Metals, we've got you covered. Guaranteed.
Get 5 weeks free when you buy home or contents insurance from Beacon. Our insurance is very affordable, and we've got online and mobile services for your convenience. Call us at 458-5860 or log on to beacon.co.tt for a quote today.
This is Radio Caribbean International. It's now time for the weather news.
Let's now take a look at the latest weather report as of 12 noon today, the 22nd of November.
2019, our forecast at this hour is storm or southeast. The present weather at Huronera Fair, it's also fair at George Charles. The present temperature at Huronera 31 degrees Celsius or 88 degrees Fahrenheit. And last night's minimum temperature at Huronera was 23 degrees Celsius or 73 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind at Huronera is blowing from the east southeast at 13 miles per hour or 20 kilometers. And after a 24-hour period ended at 8 a.m., there was no rainfall recorded at Huronera, and at George Charles, 4.5 millimeters of rainfall was recorded. The total rainfall for the month of November thus far. At George Charles, 71.9 millimeters, and Huronera, 93.8 millimeters. Sun will set today 28 minutes before 6 and rise in the morning at 7 minutes after 6. Now for the forecast for St. Lucia, valid for the next 24 hours. The winds will be lighter and variable, becoming calm at times. And the weather, generally fair skies, occasionally becoming cloudy with some scattered showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon. Again, a recap of the forecast for St. Lucia, valid for the next 24 hours. The winds will be lighter and variable, becoming calm at times. And the weather, generally fair skies, occasionally becoming cloudy with some scattered showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon. Marine forecast for seas in a 25-mile or 40-kilometer radius from St. Lucia. High tide for the Castries Harbour and the VFO Bay presently being experienced. The low tide for the Castries Harbour at 26 after 6 this evening. And for the VFO Bay, the low tide will be at 7 minutes before 8 tonight. The seas are slight to moderate, the waves and northeasterly to easterly swells 3 to 6 feet, the same as 0.9 to 1.8 meters in open waters. For the Lesser Antilles, partly cloudy skies becoming cloudy at times with some scattered showers and a chance of isolated thunderstorms, mainly over the Leeward Islands. And our tropical weather outlook. Moisture and instability associated with a low-level trough and frontal system will continue to cause showery periods and possibly isolated thunderstorms over the islands during the next 24 hours. And at 11 a.m. today, the center of tropical storm Sebastian was located near latitude 25.2 north, longitude 55.3 west, or about 695 miles or 1,120 kilometers north-northeast of the northern Windward Islands. Sebastian is moving toward the east-northeast near 15 miles per hour or 24 kilometers. The maximum sustained winds are down to 50 miles per hour or 85 kilometers with higher gust, and weakening is expected to continue, and Sebastian is forecast to dissipate by early next week. A tropical wave located several hundred miles to the east of the Eastern Caribbean is moving westward near 15 miles per hour or 24 kilometers. This system is expected to bring some showers and possibly thunderstorms to the islands from late Saturday into Sunday. And two other tropical waves located over the central and eastern tropical Atlantic are both moving westward near 12 miles per hour or 19 kilometers. So again, moisture and instability associated with a low-level trough and the frontal system will continue to cause some showery periods and possibly isolated thunderstorms over the islands during the next 24 hours. And tropical storm Sebastian has dropped down to 50 miles per hour, and weakening is expected to continue as Sebastian is forecast to dissipate by early next week. And we do have a tropical wave which is several hundred miles to the east of the Eastern Caribbean. It is moving westward near 15 miles per hour, and the system is expected to bring some showers and possibly thunderstorms to the islands from late Saturday into Sunday. So we need to monitor this. And two other tropical waves is over the central and the eastern tropical Atlantic. They are both moving westward near 12 miles per hour or 19 kilometers. That is the official weather report. Join us in the morning, 6:30, for our next report from the Met Service. Thank you, Thomas, for the update at this time. The weather was made possible by Island Style Tile and Bath, Battery World Plus, Caribbean Metals, and Beacon Insurance.
This has been RCI's weather news. For more information, call the weather hotline at 454-3452. RCI 101 number 1.
Free tires, come and get your free tires, yeah. We're giving them away at Island Style Tile and Bath.
So are you mad? What do you mean free tires?
Well, madam, for every 100 tires you buy at our regular price at Island Style, we'll give you up to an amazing 25 tires free.
Really?
And to be honest, yeah, we've probably gone a little mad.
Wow, that's a deal. And good timing too. So I can pretty up my house in time for Christmas. And look how nice those tires are.
Free tires, ceramic tires, porcelain tires, all tires, no exception.
Center. Visit us at Bella Rosa, Rodney Bay, John Crompton Highway, Castries, and Latoni, View 4. Or call 452-450 or 453 Tile.
Attention, attention, attention. Introducing Palmer Automotive Batteries, a leading brand in Asia, now in St. Lucia. Palmer Automotive Batteries are now available at Battery World Plus, Rodney Bay and Massad, Shamari's Garage, Blair's Auto and other leading store outlets. Palmer Batteries are of the highest quality and standard with full warranty. Palmer is powered by cutting-edge technology and the leader of the new era. Palmer Brand, the best priced batteries on the market. Call us today, 453-7037, 451-2264. 4450-0390.
Caribbean Metals Limited presents Spin to Win Promotion. Spend $500 or more and get a chance to spin to win instant prizes. Spend $2,500 or more and get a chance to spin and enter into the grand prize draw. We have not forgotten our account holders. Pay on your account and get the same chance to win. Promotion runs the first week every month until December. The grand prize, $5,000 cash on December 6, 2019. Like, share, and subscribe to our pages on the various social platforms for more details.
Terms and conditions apply. This promotion is approved by the National Lotteries Authority.
Caribbean Metals, we've got you covered. Guaranteed.
Get 5 weeks free when you buy home or contents insurance from Beacon. Our insurance is very affordable, and we've got online and mobile services for your convenience. Call us at 458-5860 or log on to beacon.co.tt for a quote today.
And welcome back to the lunchroom. Thanks for sticking with us. And of course, you can call in at this time. Our number is 452-3046. That is 452-3046, as well as our WhatsApp number, 724-0008. That's 724-0008. If you'd like to join in on the conversation which we're having regarding the fire which occurred down at the William Peter Boulevard and which affected perhaps a major building in Castries, right at the heart of Castries. No doubt about it. Where there is destruction, there may be opportunity, no doubt, given that that property can now be redeveloped. So it will, of course, would require a sizable amount of capital, depending on how the way the owners go and what they decide to do in with respect to that. As was pointed out by that last caller, certainly in cases like that, insurance is not going to be much of a comfort. Unless if it, the building was in fact insured for the rebuild value of it. Let's take a call at this point in time. Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchroom. What's on your plate today?
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. George. How are you doing?
Not bad, thank you. And how are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Not too bad at all. It was a crazy thing to hear. I haven't really seen the building, but to hear about that fire. And just this morning, you know, just discussing it with a co-worker of mine. And I'm saying I only heard stories of the theater here, of the theater there, or the cinema there.
Right.
And you know, just saying to her that it would have been good or probably great if that place was opened up as a museum or some sort of a historical feature for young people to go see and stuff like that, what it was like, you know. And she was telling me the different sections they were. In that cinema there.
The balcony, anything in the pit section, right?
And heard stories of people who have actually, you know, kids growing up, sneaking in there, trying to watch the movie, whatever movie that was going on and stuff like that. So right. Only, you know, as vivid as it may be for some and for those who are regular attendees to those places, you know, what it feels like for them having to lose that piece of history. And we go back to FRC, that building there. And
right, and Mount Pleasant. In fact, that's where I was yesterday afternoon, looking at the fire from one place of destruction to the other.
We don't plan. We don't plan. There is very little risk planning when it comes to our businesses and our people, very little contingency plans. Why is it that the fire services don't have access to the hydrants? Why is it that these things are not tested on a regular basis? Why? Why is it that the fire trucks don't have at least 1,000 gallons of water in them all the time? I mean, I don't understand. Why would you come to a place where the fire could have been contained when you got there to an inferno like this,
right,
having the place being destroyed. It's shameful.
And the other issue too, from what I've been hearing, there may have actually been fairly flammable substances being stored on site. So even that raises some questions as to, you know, whether, because really and truly, if you do have very flammable substances, you really should have special storage for it. You know, and how do all these things work out, especially in the heart of your city? So
it comes down to, again, it's
inspections
planning,
in terms of planning,
our risk mitigation plans, our disaster mitigation plans, you know, businesses, the city, the mayor, the government, our different institutions need to start thinking about how do we... Health and safety is a major issue in St. Lucia. You know, so many times now, in the past few months and years, we've been dealing with air quality issues and all those kind of things happening in schools, government, businesses and houses. And do we think of health and safety? Health and safety. Do we have health and safety officers? Do we have people qualified in the workplaces, especially where you have large corporations?
Coral
and the NIC.
As far as I know, in terms of the Labor Department, it is not as well staffed as it should be with respect to health and safety. We really should have an occupational health and safety unit within the department, and I do not believe that that actually exists to the extent that it should. So it is certainly of great concern from that perspective, as you raise it, but also, as you rightly said, from a planning perspective as well, and from a monitoring perspective, having the regular checks is very, very important.
Very important. Yeah. And one of the things I remember, I was at Bank of St. Lucia for a while. I worked with them and stuff like that. And BCP plans, business continuity plans, and regular checks. As safety officers, we constantly check our fire system, we constantly check our exit system, we constantly check our alarm systems, our fire detection systems. You know, these are things that were done on a regular basis.
Yeah.
How many institutions do that? How many companies? How many?
And in the case of fires, a stitch in time saves nine, in truth, because it really can escalate very quickly.
Very quickly.
You do have the basic infrastructure.
Silent at that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Carl.
For us
Call
to think of the future, every time those events happen, we always have to start thinking, you know, what next?
Right.
Who next? Because, you know, we lost a great piece of history.
Yeah.
A lot of history at the FRC.
It continues, sadly, in this case as well.
Deal with that and try and recover and recoup. But then again, now another great piece of history, I would say, because many people now would just, you know, go back in their minds. And then, like the gentleman earlier who called, you know, saying how he worked there.
Right.
And you see all those things only that, but then people's breadline are on the line and a whole lot of other things now because businesses are destroyed and all their contents and stuff like that. So it's almost like a starting over for many. But thank you.
Thanks very much, caller.
Again, love the show and good job.
Thank you. Take care. All the best. And we take another call. Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchroom. What's on your plate today? Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Calix George Jr. How are you?
Not bad, thank you. Yeah. How are you, caller?
Okay. Yeah, well, Pete was my favorite place there.
I see.
And then at the back where we push our hand into, by the ticket where, but you may have about 10 to 20 hands in a little hole there. People climbing on your back. Two tickets, whatever, and you make the wrong. It was really something. But again, I want to go to the last caller, our history. That physical history is only place or in our minds, like myself and other persons who have gone through there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have, and that's the danger, and then we have the Folk Research Center up at
Mount Pleasant,
mm-hmm. that got up in flame. That history is not there, it's only in our minds.
Right.
Then we have another history.
And our minds are also time-bound. That's the other thing.
Exactly.
For us, so.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But some of my friends who have passed. Boy, I don't know. Then we have another history at Mount Fortune.
Right.
Waiting there to be recovered by some St. Lucian who love the country.
And that's our audio history you're talking about.
Yes, that is right. That is right.
At Radio St. Lucia.
That is right, my brother. So if we don't look carefully, in about 20 years or so, somebody will have to discover St. Lucian. and said they have discovered something, because we will not have nothing to fall back on.
And we might be described as a place without culture.
Exactly.
Because there's no record.
No. We're just talking about this again, but this is go deep, you know, my brother.
Yeah.
This thing go very, very deep. There are people, you know, the Getty Cinema should be, as the guy said, been a museum, or we should be able to see the thing on television. Some film about it, you know.
Or certainly, but at least some of the artifacts, the old reels, yes, maybe, brother, or the old projector could have been part of a national museum. It could have been taken out of, and you know.
There was circle.
Yeah.
There was balcony. All this kind of thing. Man, these are serious things happening in this country, you know. Bit by bit, we're losing it. We're becoming like somebody said, a failed state. Somebody has to say, okay, fellas, let us sit down, let us look at FRC, let us look at those historical buildings, let us look at RC. Because if you go to any country, give me 40 seconds, if you go to any country, at least any country, and particularly in the Caribbean, you can go to a place where you're going to see your history unfold in front of you and have a good understanding to come. So if a person comes into St. Lucia, they need a place that they'll go or station they listen to, and within a short time they will know something good about their culture, the history, the country they're in, and able to live and understand what the people think and feel.
Thank very you. Good caller. Thanks very much. Let's take another call. Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchroom. What's on your plate today?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, caller.
Yes, I would like to make a comment with regard to the main dish today.
Yes, please go right ahead.
Yes. That's in connection with the main dish, the fire.
The fire, right.
Yes. I must say hats off to the firemen and firewomen for a job well done to have contained that fire in the manner in which they did.
Yes, indeed.
And I wanted to comment also on what was spoken about those outlets, like for example, there's one on Cadet Street, there's one on Bourbon Street.
You're speaking about the hydrants?
The announcer, the host spoke about that place that has been blocked between the main supermarket.
Ah, yes,
and
yes.
And that place.
Yes, correct.
Yes, now, and these were built, so that when there is a fire, so that people could escape.
Right.
And I noticed now all these places are being blocked.
Right. That was originally
an emergency, and particularly that one which has been blocked off, and
right,
business places, and you know, it bothers me a lot.
It bothers me a lot as well, caller, because that was actually an original street. That was Bourbon Street.
That's Cadet Street. That's Bourbon Street.
Right, which became
coming from by the library and coming across.
That's right.
Now, what concerns me also is the fact that Cadet Street, that's the one coming off the
Wings of Love.
You know,
from Jeremy Street, from Wings of Love, you turn in.
No, not Wings of Love. It's the one coming from the old CIBC building.
Right.
Going across behind, yes. There are two business places in the city. That one, and I am not mentioning names, and the one on Miko Street. These buildings, I do not know, I've been looking at them as fire hazards. They have all kinds of big appliances in the doorway, you know, in the passageway. I hardly enter these places. They sell a lot of, hardware and so on.
Okay.
Electrical items and so on.
Right.
And these places, I do not know if there is an exit. If there is an exit, it's certainly not, you know, and a very
it's a circuitous exit. Yeah, yeah.
That's one opposite the Paris Center. And I've been concerned that I don't know if the fire department, if they are not consulted when people are doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that fire yesterday, I was not close to it, I said, God forbid if that had happened on Cadet Street,
yes,
the street I just mentioned.
Right.
God knows what would have happened there. And to me, these are things the authorities should be seeing about.
Yeah, yeah.
But people can, we cannot, these are escape routes. And as he did say earlier in his preamble, they were built to kind of let up, because in those days there were lots of business houses and the owners lived, you know, upstairs. Of the buildings,
right,
and so on.
But now we have offices upstairs, caller, so either way, there are people who occupy
and
those spaces.
So something has to be done about it. I did not know that when people are building those businesses, if the fire department is not consulted. But you are walking in there, and I hardly go into these for the same reason I just mentioned.
Right.
Something ought to be done, and that fire should be a wake-up call for us.
I hope so too, caller.
It
very, very much
should
so.
Should be a wake-up call, because my goodness, and that's why I wanted to compliment the fire department.
Right.
For the job, for the very good job that they did. So I don't know if that could be conveyed if people are listening.
Well, certainly everybody's listening, caller. So
that the powers that be.
Yeah.
But something ought to be done in blocking off those routes. And if you look all of them, because even between the building that got burnt yesterday.
Right.
There is a, I don't know if it's something, I guess it must be a food place. It had a 100-pound cylinder attached to the, you know, to the,
right,
whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a food.
There's a restaurant, yeah, something
right,
like that. Yeah.
Maybe a mobile restaurant.
Right.
Because you cannot get places to get out of when you're in the boulevard.
Right. Yeah, and that's the point. They were about, they're supposed to be about four pedestrian accesses onto
that's
the boulevard.
Right.
As you've mentioned, the Bourbon Street would have been one of them.
Yes.
You have two on that side, on that western side, and another
yes.
two, which was the traditional
yes.
Corporation Street, I believe it was
right,
called.
Right, right. We
yeah.
need to. That should be a wake-up call, you know, for us. It
yep.
should be.
Thanks very much, caller. Certainly.
All right.
Let's try to get another call in. Good afternoon, and welcome to the lunchroom. What's on your plate today?
Hello.
Hello, caller. Go right ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, Kali.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. One or two callers before mentioned Radio St. Lucia, and I've been calling concerning that. It's a matter of concern to me because, I mean, Radio St. Lucia, I always refer to Radio St. Lucia as an institution. There's a lot of material stored inside there that we need to preserve. So I am asking, where does the National Trust come in there? What about the other office at VG, the Archaeological Society?
Caller, I think from my understanding, I think all these organizations, I think that has been discussed. There is a legal issue right now with respect to the ownership of the assets of Radio St. Lucia. And that needs to be dealt with. As in other words, it's the property, because I think there was a case or something. And so there has been a court-appointed receiver. And that needs to be dealt with through the receiver for the property. So that is really where the problem is. And it's a very serious problem, as you're rightfully saying, because as it is right now, these the old reels and everything are just there in a sort of an outhouse.
Yeah, but
and they need to be
history
yeah.
inside there. We need, you know, are we going to allow a court matter to really hamper the whole idea of preserving the material that is inside of there? I mean, that is history that is just going down the drain. Look, recently, some time ago, the FRC went down.
Right.
Look, now we're talking about a building that is historical. And then we have, are we going to wait until a fire take down Radio St. Lucia and then we're losing everything like that?
Well,
know?
We don't.
And then we do not know our history.
In the case of that, you don't even need a fire because, from my understanding, it's exposed to the elements because of
right,
the
and I'm certainly sure some might be taking over.
Yeah.
You know? Now, with the fire service, you know, many times we hear people talk about, you know, the fire service respond to a fire and they don't have water and this kind of thing. Kalik, I don't know, maybe you should, as a result of this recent fire, we should have the authorities of the fire service to come in and have a
we'd definitely love to invite them, caller.
Them,
certainly.
You know, because, head on. You see the fire appliances at the fire truck, right?
Yes.
These vehicles have equipment on it, and I'm talking about the pump. For argument's sake, if let's say the vehicle have about 1,000 gallons of water, these pumps are capable of finishing up the water in a matter of about 5 minutes, you know, depending on what pressure you're working on.
Well,
you know?
From where I was watching them yesterday, it didn't seem as if they were even lasting that long, indeed, caller.
But exactly.
You know,
and some of these vehicles, some of these vehicles, they have other equipment on board. They have hose and all kind of things. Mm-hmm. So the tank sometimes may have just about 600 gallons of water. And what happens is you have to connect it to the fire hydrant.
Correct.
Now,
yes.
The fire hydrant, I don't know. Now, I'm an ex-fireman, right? So I have an idea what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, like, I don't know for now whether the fire service does that. But I remember, as a member of the fire service, there were times when, like, on mornings, you would see the fire department going around town and checking on the fire hydrants, make sure that they are in order. In the event that there is a fire, there is easy access to the fire hydrant.
Right.
I don't know what they're doing right now. That's why I'm suggesting that you should have the fire service to come in
yeah.
and have a chat with them and hear what is happening.
And I know that there's some serious...
The CPOM.
Yes.
In the event that the fire hydrants are not effective, you have the CPOMs where you can resort to. Okay? Now, just a few months ago, about 2 months ago, I happened to have a glance at the fire, the CPOM, which is just next to the temporary market.
Right.
Okay? Right? And I saw brand new equipment inside of there. You know? Brand new. So I don't know how effective it was, whether they made use of it yesterday or not.
We'll have to wait to hear, get
but
a report.
You will see water coming out. You will see people using, the firemen using water. And it might very well be seawater. Okay?
We'll have to wait for a report from the fire service on those details, caller.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be hoping to provide that information in very soon, in due course. But very good points nonetheless, though. Thank you very, very much.
Right.
And all the best. And I think we have another call coming in, so let's take it. Probably our last call. Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchroom. What's on your plate today?
I have been for the last time. Talking about Radio St. Lucia.
Yes, go ahead.
Inside of there are so much growth, so much material, so much good tips, you know. So much good tips. And so just for sure, you know, Sir Arthur Lewis, you know, the Prime Minister Cam John, the great George Odlam, yes, you name it, you know, and other great men, you know,
yes.
Those tips are just there. You know, just these things that yesterday, I haven't been up the mountain for the past, let's say, about 5 years. You understand?
Okay.
And yesterday morning, I wanted to see a friend of mine, with you know the guy. He used to be a lawyer by profession, living at the old Victoria Street, old Victoria Road, and I went to him. And it's like when I reached by Radio St. Lucia, they have a nice flat lawn compound there. All the thoughts came back to my memory. Everything came back to my memory, and everything is still inside of there. Everything is still inside of there. And we are the only country in the Caribbean that do not have our own Radio St. Lucia, radio thing.
And we're also the only country...
Other places, Radio Antigua, Radio Grenada, you don't have Radio St. Lucia. We have Radio Caribbean, which is what I'm talking about right now. We have about 16 radio stations on island, but we do not have a national Radio St. Lucia. Okay? And the man just closed up the place. He just closed up the place, and we are letting that government do what they want, you know? What they want, and people that is part of the Prime Minister, they turn up the man right underneath Radio St. Lucia, they live, and nobody's speaking out. By letter, we'll say everything, colleagues. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you very much, caller, for that point. I certainly feel your pain, and it's certainly a major issue. And we're also the only country, you know, a lot of those things have to be thought of and addressed within that context. There are questions coming out of the Facebook live feed, but regarding medium-term development plans for the city, certainly that is a big question that we have to look at as the city moves forward. I know a lot has been done with respect to that. Let's try to take just one last call very, very quickly. Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchroom. What's on your plate today?
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paula.
I just want to make mention something that always troubles me. You see the Saturday morning...
the market?
Flea market.
Yes.
They have. I cannot understand why we would do things like that. That thing is so hazardous for us to have that entire street blocked off.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a fire behind the market, behind the CDC, do you know the chaos that can cause?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they continue to have that flea market and just block off that entire...
I'm actually more thankful that they stopped doing the event in front of, on the highway side. I don't know if you know that there was this event that they were having in front of the market on the highway between the vendor's arcade and the market.
Yes, I remember.
Which is a very serious arterial route. So certainly, and it was very difficult, I know, yesterday in terms of the ambulances trying to make their way up the Chaussée Road, and it was already congested. So it's a very, very tough situation in dealing with overall. When we have emergencies like that in Castries, we're still feeling the effects of it because of closed streets today.
Exactly. So I mean, we talk about mass crowd events. That is a mass crowd every Saturday, and we don't have anything in place. I mean, we should not be doing that, period.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know if you have a mass crowd event, you should then have the requisite support from the emergency services. And I'm not sure if that is in place.
There's nothing like that.
Probably not. I don't think
there's
so.
Nothing.
From my recollection, I don't think so either. Very, very good observation indeed,
People
caller.
People park at the end of the street.
Yeah.
At both ends, as a matter of fact, you see vehicles park at both ends because they know nobody's going to be driving down there.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is just foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's something happening in the market, the craft market, or something happening in the CDC, anyway in that area.
Yeah, it's going to be a little difficult to get through. Especially because I'm not sure if there's any order in how they're setting up their stalls and whatnot. Because at least there should be a means to get a vehicle through in the case of an emergency. Very good observation. Anyways, caller, we're going to have to end it there because we're over time.
Take care.
Thank you very much. And that's all the time we have for today. Next week, as I indicated on Monday, it will be Andrew Buffalo Odlam. He's speaking about music in St. Lucia. On Tuesday, I'm hoping to have a sort of a Veterans Day special, so to speak, remembering our war veterans. On Wednesday, it'll be the leader of the opposition, Philip J. Pierre. On Thursday, it's going to be about education, an OECS education learning program. And on Friday, hoping to have some members of the St. Lucia Rugby Football Association in to be speaking about the sport of rugby in St. Lucia. And of course, today there's that event happening at Climate in Crisis, and there'll be a discussion at the Finance Administrative Center starting from 3 o'clock until 6:30. And Dr. Jimmy Fletcher, Kendall Hippolyte, Ruana Haynes, very interesting presentations there. So if you'd like, you could check that out. And thanks very much for calling in. Thanks for listening to us for this week from the lunchroom. I'm your host, Calix Georges Jr., saying goodbye.